It didn't take long for Governor LePage's remarks about Charlottesville to hit the national media outlets and become a trending topic on Twitter. And his decision to say that tearing down Confederate monuments is akin to the removal of the 9/11 memorial in New York drew swift and withering criticism. But Steve Missler reports the governor's decision to break his relative silence on Charlottesville and forcefully align with President Trump may have been a political calculation.
LePage's comments to Portland radio station WGAN Thursday came after he initially remained relatively silent about Charlottesville. On Monday, he was among a minority of governors who had said nothing about the violence, and his office never responded to a request for a statement. But after relatively tepid remarks to Bangor radio station WVOM on Tuesday, the governor spent more than half of a 17-minute interview talking about Charlottesville and the protesters who clashed in the streets.
That is disgusting. There's no place for either of those groups in this country.
With that remark, the governor quickly aligned himself with Trump. The president has been drawing a moral equivalency between the white supremacist demonstrators and the counter-protesters. And LePage's remarks follow the president's tripling down on his initial response to the violence, that both sides were to blame. LePage, as he often does, pushed the limits of the argument, saying the counter-protesters want to tear down Confederate monuments.
What they're standing for is equally as bad. They're trying to erase history. How can future generations learn if we're going to erase history? That's disgusting.
Some might say the governor's appreciation for historical record is selective. It was LePage, after all, who ordered the removal of a mural 6 years ago at the State Labor Department that depicted the history of the Maine labor movement. But LePage did finally jump into the discussion of Confederate monuments shortly after a series of tweets from the president Thursday morning. Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments, Trump tweeted. The subject has sparked intense debate in southern and mid-Atlantic states and was a key flashpoint in Charlottesville. And unlike the president's initial comments about the violence in Charlottesville, his pivot toward the protection of Confederate monuments appears to be popular. A new survey from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist found that 62% of Americans think memorials to Confederate leaders should remain, and support among Democrats is only a bit lower. But it includes people like Andy Harkins. Harkins grabs one of the newspapers at Simonis' hot dog stand in Lewiston. News of the governor's comments hasn't reached here, but the newspaper features another story about the fallout from the president's comments about Charlottesville.
Well, I think there's too much hate in the world, all over. So, it's sad, really.
Harkins is a Democrat. He didn't vote for President Trump, and he doesn't much care for his policies. But he sides with the president on the violence in Charlottesville and on the protection of Confederate monuments.
But in my opinion, it's unfortunate the way things were back then during the Civil War and stuff with slavery, but it was still part of history.
Down the counter, Larry Pooley, a Trump supporter, says he too agrees with the president's response in Charlottesville. Pooley lives across the Androscoggin River in Auburn. He doesn't support the white nationalists who marched on Charlottesville, but he says all of the demonstrators seem to be looking for trouble.
Both parties should do it in a respectful manner, but they're not. And, you know, it's hard to say because people are bashing in windows that are protesting against, you know, the racists, and both sides are not, you know, doing anything right to help the cause.
Pooley says the president was trying not to pick sides, but Mary Haru has. She talks about Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed in Charlottesville when a white supremacist allegedly plowed into a crowd of counter-protesters. Haru says she didn't vote for Trump, and her opinion of him is worse than it was in November.
He's an embarrassment. Like, I respect the office of president, but I don't respect him at all.
Haru didn't say how she felt about LePage. She hadn't heard his comments yet, but while she and others are disgusted by Trump's handling of Charlottesville, there are others who appear willing to give him a pass, and they just may offer the same to LePage as well. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.